So many of us are, we're certainly familiar with many of the writings of the Rambam. We're familiar with the Rambam and Mishnah Torah. We're familiar with the Rambam and Perush HaMishnah. We are familiar as well with the Rambam's Hakdama to Perush HaMishnah, Shmona Prakim. The Rambam has letters. One of the things the Rambam did, aside from everything else, is the Rambam had tshuvas. People would write shilas to the Rambam. The Rambam would respond in tshuvas. Those tshuvas, many of them were in manuscript, were not always as easily accessible by all. And a lot of those tshuvas have subsequently been put out. One of the editions of Tshuvas HaRambam is this one, Tshuvas HaRambam Pe'er Hador. This edition of Tshuvas HaRambam doesn't have all of the tshuvas that we may have of the Rambam, but it was put out a bunch of decades ago, by Rav David Yosef. Rav David Yosef is one of the sons of Rav Avadya Yosef. He's an incredibly impressive Talmid Chacham. What's great about this edition and the Rambam's tshuvas in general are the following. The Rambam has different kinds of tshuvas. He has some tshuvas where he's asked to elaborate or explain something that he wrote in Mishnah Torah. He wrote something, the Chachmei Lunil, people came across it, they read it, they had shilas on it, they asked the Rambam. The Rambam explains the basis for what he wrote in Mishnah Torah. Sometimes the Rambam has tshuvas where it's a topic that we don't know as much about, and the Rambam is the one who offers a tshuva on a topic which is incredibly, incredibly relevant. Sometimes the Rambam has tshuvas here, not directly addressing what he writes in Mishnah Torah, but sometimes there are either stiras to what he writes in Mishnah Torah, it's to figure out what's going on, and sometimes he elaborates, it's not like explaining, but it's the same shita which comes up here also. Tshuvas HaRambam, a lot of very, very famous Tshuvas HaRambam. The Rambam's style in tshuvas, and this Rav Avadya notes in his Haskama to the Sefer, but it's very clear, you know, if you look at different Rabbanim, when they write tshuvas, some have very lengthy tshuvas where they go through and they assess every potential factor in figuring out what the halacha may be. Some are a little bit more terse. Some are a little bit more focused in the way that they write tshuvas. And for them, and this is the Rambam, he's really sharing with you the conclusions of what he thinks should be the din. So it has a little bit of rayas, but it's not as extensive in terms of what he writes. It's a key where Raji refers to, you know, basically Gemara, Mitzach Pesachim, and Daf Gimel, of La'olam Yishana Adam L'Talmidav, that when a person teaches, they should do so in a derech tzara. They should do so in a short, concise manner, so that people could come along and learn well from that. Now, this we know also, many of the Rambam's writings, some of which were written in Hebrew, and some of which were written in Arabic. So Mishnah Torah is written in Hebrew, but Perush HaMishnah, Sefer HaMitzvos, some of these things are also written in Arabic. What is the difference whether it was written in Hebrew or written in Arabic? Either way, we're reading it from translation. This, what W. Stich points out, but this is clear, has to do with the extent to which you can be medayik in things. If you know it's the Rambam who wrote it, so I can be medayik in the exact word that he chose and why he chose to write it this way and not that way. If, however, it was written in Arabic and it was translated, so there are often many different editions of the translation, some of which were done very, very well, some of which not, and even the ones who were done masterfully, being medayik, may be a little bit more complicated, so they're often looking at the precise conclusions of it. But David Yosef has on the bottom, because the Rambam wrote in a bit of a terser kind of a manner, has on the bottom these very lengthy footnotes where he goes through how different we've shown him, and Achronim, Mefarshi Aram, have understood this tshuva of the Rambam. He contextualizes it within the world of Psak Halacha. And that way, when you're learning a sugya and you come across the tshuva of the Rambam, he's giving you a lot of resources to be able to work off of. One of the reasons why the Rambam's tshuvas are so important is because of an argument made by Rav Avadya in his Haskama here, which is the following. Not everyone had access to tshuvas HaRambam. Not all posts can have access to tshuvas HaRambam. He tries to prove, based on a comment of the Ma'arik, he argues it's the shita of the Chida, that can you make the following argument? Let's say the Shulchan Aruch paskined something, and he paskined it based on the Svarim that he had access to at that time. But we now found a manuscript, and we now have a Tshuvas HaRambam. And that Tshuvas HaRambam goes against what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So what do we assume? Do we say, Lemaisa, what the Shulchan Aruch paskined, is what the Shulchan Aruch paskined, and that is binding? Manuscripts, what we found in other Svarim don't matter as much. That was, broadly speaking, the Shita of the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish very famously maintained again, some nuance in the Shita. Chaznish maintained, if you find a new manuscript, we're not going to paskin based on that new manuscript. He thought it was part of the hashgacha of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that certain Sfarim were part and were available when we were paskining a lot of these halachas. But not all agree with that. Ravadia points out, based on the comment of the Chida, that he maintains that individual psakim, something in Shulchan Aruch, but a Tshuvos HaRambam comes along, and the Rambam and Tshuvos happens to argue with it, so we may paskin like Tshuvos HaRambam over what's in Shulchan Aruch, under the presumption that had Maran in Shulchan Aruch known what was going to be, what was going to be that Tshuvos HaRambam, that he would have paskin differently, that is at least that. In that sense, Rav Avadya is part of a world, as my son put out the Sefer, that very much values Tshuvos HaRambam, especially and even in the world of practical halacha. Interestingly, on the other end of the spectrum, at least by a variety of briskers, Tshuvos HaRambam really don't matter as much. In particular, when the Tshuvos HaRambam come along and they're there to explain Mishnah Torah, you'll sometimes find the phenomenon of Achronim knowing this and openly explaining the Rambam and Mishnah Torah somewhat differently than how the Rambam himself explains what he meant in Tshuvas. That there are those who were not as influenced and not as impacted by Rambam's Tshuvas. They saw Mishnah Torah as a standalone work. They thought that Mishnah Torah, we explained just on Mishnah Torah to explain what's going on there, and anything else, any explanation, even from some of the Rambam's other writings, may be of secondary importance. There are a bunch of famous Tshuvos HaRambams, just to give you a couple of them. There are some famous Tshuvos HaRambams, and I wanted to organize it based on sort of other things, which are different kinds of Tshuvas that are there. One Tshuva, which is a well-known idea, confirms something the Rambam writes in Mishnah Torah. Many of us know what seems to be, or at least is likely, a machlokas amongst Rishonim, is the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar, to blow the shofar, or is the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar to hear the shofar? One of the mikoros, where the Rambam is explicit about that question, is here in Tshuvos HaRambam Pe'er Hador, where the Rambam writes explicitly that that the mitzvah is to hear tkiyah shofar. That is the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah. There are other Tshuvos HaRambam which seem to go against Mishnah Torah. One is a very famous one, where the Rambam is the following shayla. The shayla comes up sometimes. It's like a COVID minion kind of a shayla. What happens if the only Sefer Torah that you could lean from is a Pasul Sefer Torah? Are you still allowed to read from that Torah? And are you still allowed even to be Mevarich Berachas HaTorah on a Pasul Sefer Torah, on a Pasul Sefer Torah? The Rambam, in at least some of his Tshuvas, holds that you are allowed to read from a Pasul Sefer Torah, that you're allowed to read from it, you can make brachas on it. It's the Rambam Shita and Tshuvas. Achronim point out that it's against what the Rambam seems to write in Hilchos Sefer Torah, where he seems to write it's not okay. The Rambam has a long tshuva about this. Most Rishonim hold that we require a kosher Sefer Torah. For other ever circumstances, that's a Tshuvas HaRambam, which is very, very important. Some Tshuvas HaRambams are just not important because they address questions that some of us may have had. The Rambam writes in the tshuva as an example. Why is it necessary to have Chazaras HaShatz nowadays? We're all Bikiyim anyway. Wasn't Chazaras HaShatz only established to be motzi those that didn't know how to daven? And therefore, if we are already Bikiyim, why do we have that? Because the Rambam speaks about how takanas that get established, and we have to have Chazaras HaShatz, even though we are all Bikiyim, we're all Bikiyim, so writes the Rambam in Tshuva. There are some Tshuvas HaRambam that are not quoted in this edition, I think not quoted here, but are still very well known. I'll give you one example, or maybe two examples, but one very famous one. There is a minhag in certain places that even though for those who normally sit for Kriyas HaTorah, that they stand for the Aseres HaDibros in Kriyas HaTorah. That's a minhag which comes up. The Rambam argues very strongly in Tshuvas against that practice. The Rambam maintains, is it appropriate to stand only for part of Kriyas Torah? All of Torah is equally important. It's the Gemara Masechet Brachos. You shouldn't isolate the Aseres HaDibros as if only those are, and therefore amongst Sfarim, they will often sit for all of Kriyas HaTorah, including the Aseres HaDibros. That minhag isn't there. Rav Moshe, Igros Moshe, quoting even in one place with David Feinstein, Salvechik have explanations for why it is that our minhag is that we do stand for Kriyas HaTorah, but that is part of what's there. There are other Tshuvas HaRambams that are also somewhat well-known, not here. Rambam and a Rambam was quoted in the beginning of the Sefer Maaser Rokeach. This seems to be in Shu's Rambam. Also, I believe the Rambam himself may have had a talking in shul problem that he was addressing, of people that would talk way too much in Chazaras Hashatz, and the Rambam may have gotten to the point, even able to do this a different time, where he canceled Chazaras Hashatz. Heich Dusha was the way that it was done, and the Rambam had that potential concern of people that were talking, Mivaza, Bracha Batal, a lot of different issues, that we'll speak about maybe a different time. But be that as it may, Tshuvas HaRambam, a very important sefer to be aware of, again, while some, like Ravadya and values the Sefer tremendously. Others, in understanding Rambam and Mishnah Torah, value the Tshuvas maybe somewhat less. But for all, Tshuvas HaRambam often get quoted. Tshuvas HaRambam are often very important. It's a great Sefer to be aware of, and there are different editions of it. Some of the editions, and this will do nothing for us, but if you ever open up, it's important to know. Some of these, if you open it up, you will have a very hard time reading it at all. And you'll look at it and figure out like what's going on right now. And that's because some of the editions published the original Arabic there also. Sometimes you're opening it up and you're like, this is not working for me. You know, this does not seem like the right language because it's not the right language. It's often on the other side of the page. So important to know, this is all put out in Hebrew. This is all done well, but again, with the very extensive footnotes, it's a wonderful sefer to be aware of and a very important one to know about.